Arba'in literally means the number 40 in Arabic, and it marks the 40th day after the events of Ashura. It's basically 40 days after what many consider to be the most tragic event in human history, where Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his comrades were martyred in the battlefield of Karbala in present-day Iraq. Here are 10 facts about Arba'in that might surprise you. Number 1. The pilgrimage of Arba'in is the largest yearly public gathering in the world. Millions traveled to the burial site at the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the holy city of Karbala. They pay their respects to the great martyrs of Islam. In 2009, there were around 10 million pilgrims. In 2014, there were 19 million pilgrims from over 40 countries. The figure reached 22 million by 2015. That's twice the population of the entire nation of Belgium and over four times as many people as there are citizens in New Zealand. Number 2. According to tradition, the first such gathering took place in the same year that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred. In 61 year Hijri, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, a Sahaba of the Holy Prophet, made a pilgrimage to the burial site of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. According to traditions, Jabir's visit coincided with that of Imam Hussein's successor and son, Imam Ali ibn Hussein Zain al-Abidin, and the surviving female members of the Holy Prophet Muhammad's family. Number 3. In Arba'in, a mass walk takes place, starting from the holy city of Najaf, where Imam Ali alayhi salam is buried, ending at the holy city of Karbala, where Imam Hussein alayhi salam is buried. Millions of pilgrims come from all over the world, and they usually gather in Najaf and walk to Karbala, approximately an 80 kilometer distance. It takes an average of 2 to 3 days to make the journey through the harsh desert climate of Iraq. In order for pilgrims to track their progress throughout the journey, there are poles every 50 meters, which equals 20 poles every kilometer. All in all, the pilgrims pass a total of 1,452 poles before they reach the holy city of Karbala. Number 4. During the rigorous journey, the millions of pilgrims naturally become tired, hungry, and have other needs. But that's never a problem, because the people of Iraq, with their exceptional hospitality, take excellent care of Imam Hussein's visitors. Incredible supplies of food, small clinics, and even dentists are available for pilgrims, and they all provide their services for free. Doctors and nurses from all around the world, including the country of Iraq, will volunteer to assist the pilgrims wherever they might need help. Along the road to Karbala, many mokibs are set up. These are places of worship, buildings, or tents which are put in place with the aim of providing accommodation, a place to perform prayers, food, beverages, and even medical services, all for free. Number 5. The Arba'in pilgrimage is for everyone, men and women, old and young, poor and wealthy. All will attend the pilgrimage and even the walk. Even many disabled people will also attend to express their admiration and love for Imam Hussein. In fact, the walk is not only for Shias, but for Sunnis as well. And why stop there? In reality, Muslims from all denominations, as well as many non-Muslims and Christians, also attend the Arba'in procession, recognizing Imam Hussein alayhi salam to be a universal symbol of humanity and justice. Number 6. In 2016, the pilgrims took part in the mass pilgrimage of Arba'in, despite ISIS Daesh terrorists having attacked Karbala using suicide bombers. And for weeks leading up to the 2016 Arba'in pilgrimage, the media effectively pushed the fear-mongering of terrorists worldwide. But nonetheless, countless pilgrims turned up in large numbers, proving to the world that the terrorists' efforts were futile against the combined efforts of the believers. This is a shining example of masses of people ready to stand up together to oppose tyranny and falsehood, just as Imam Hussein did over 1,000 years ago. Number 7. Arba'in is not only commemorated in Iraq, rather it is commemorated all over the world. For those who cannot make it to Karbala, they organize processions, walks, and commemorations in their own cities. From the UK, United States, Nigeria, India, Pakistan, to many, many other countries all over the world. Globally, Muslims and lovers of Imam Hussein will raise the banners of Imam Hussein, mourn for him, and condemn terrorism and all acts of injustice. So if you can't make it to Karbala, then make sure you attend the procession in your local area. And if one isn't taking place, then you make sure it does. Number 8. Throughout history, tyrants have attempted to ban the Arba'een procession. For example, during Saddam Hussein's rule, it was forbidden to mark Arba'een publicly for nearly 30 years. If you're a tyrant dictator, you're not gonna want millions of people commemorating a martyr who rose up against tyranny. That's why they tried to suppress the Arba'een pilgrimage, because the Arba'een pilgrimage is a renewal of our oath to Imam Hussein and his mission to oppose injustice and oppression wherever you are. Number 9, they don't want you to attend. On the one hand, the enemies of humanity use fear tactics like falsely hyping up ISIS-Daesh terrorists to try to stop people from attending. On the other hand, the imperialist Zionist world powers and their Takfiri puppets try to make sure that they paint the event of Arba'een as something sectarian in nature, something to do with a specific sect in Islam which does not concern the wider Muslim Ummah and humanity. In other words, they do everything in their power to try and stop you from attending the pilgrimage. The message of Karbala and Arba'een is in fact precisely opposite to what they try to present it as, being sectarian or religion specific. It is in fact universal and all about solidarity, unity, love, mutual respect, empathy, justice, spirituality, camaraderie, individual and societal awakening, and about combining our positive forces against the enemies of humanity. Number 10. Despite all these amazing facts, and that the pilgrimage is the largest annual gathering of human beings on the face of the planet, there is a general media blackout, and the events of Arba'een and Ashura remain largely unknown to the masses of the world. The enemies of humanity don't want the message of Imam Hussein to reach the world. The message of freedom, the message of individual and social justice, the message of honor and nobility, the message of economic justice, the message of generosity, the message of bravery and of standing against oppression and against evil. That's why you should make sure to share this video with 40 others whom you really care about. Spread the message of Imam Hussein. If you let your families, your relatives, your co-workers, your friends know the message of Imam Hussein, then the world will know Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and people will rise up globally for the sake of saving humanity. Having witnessed this amazing walk of Arba'een myself, I can tell you, when you see millions of people from every corner of the world attending this mass pilgrimage, it really makes you believe that there is hope for the unity of humanity. Wherever you are.